To preface my journey from the original classic Battlestar to the new reimagined version some 30 years later, I want to share a little bit about my acting beginnings, because it was an absolute miracle that I even became an actor. I graduated from junior college with a liberal arts degree, never really knowing what I was going to do other than maybe become an architect. But I had taken this class called Oral Interpretation because the only English elective available was this particular class, and I had no idea what it was, but I had to take it because if I didn't pass the course, I wouldn't be able to compete the following semester, which for me, athletics at that time was really foremost my greatest desire. So here I am in this class, and I'm wondering, what am I doing here? Because I'm seeing people having to get up in front of the room and read material that for me was absolutely terrifying. I began to do my best, and unfortunately, my best was not very good. Every time I got up in front of the room, I would kind of bury my voice. Nobody could hear me. I would look down on the floor. I wouldn't make eye contact. And there was a lot of actors who happened to take this class. And every time I was going to get up and do my thing, go, oh, here he comes again. One day, I'm thinking, I'm failing this class. What am I going to do? I've got to come up with something. And I couldn't think of anything. Honestly, this was probably the most terrifying experience of my life. They say the fear of death is number three. The fear of public speaking is number one. But here I was having to somehow, some way, find a way to survive this class. And at that particular time, and I'm dating myself, but the assassination of President Kennedy happened. And I remember reading in the sports page, which was the only page I read at that time, this incredible moving article about Kennedy and what he meant to the world. And I remember crying as I read that article, and we had been asked to bring in an article and read it. And so I cut out this article. And I brought it in the class. And of course, everybody looks down and, you know, checks their watches and tries to figure out what they're going to do with this next 5 minutes trying to listen to me. And I started my little dissertation. And I started as I usually do. Nobody could hear my voice. I basically was looking down. And all I remember was I couldn't see anything but the written page. And I kind of became just lost in the word. And after a while, I forgot the room, I forgot where I was, I forgot people out there judging me. All I remember is I got caught up in what the word said. It moved me, and I began to somehow connect, you know, emotionally, physically, mentally, verbally. I started slowly looking up, making eye contact. My voice started coming out. People could hear me. And for the first time in my life, I had this amazing, powerful experience of connecting to an audience. And I saw tears in people's eyes. And when I finished, I was kind of like Dead Poets Society. I didn't know what I had done. Just stunned, basically, kind of numbed out, not realizing that I had really blown away the room. Afterwards, everybody just sat there, looked at me, and then they all of a sudden started to clap and cheer and came up. And they said, Richard, you should be an actor. I go, oh, no, thank you very much. I said, that's for you guys, you know, thank you. I think I'll move on and do something else. And that kind of planted a teeny little seed in my head, because I used to always go over and watch the actors because a good friend of mine's sister was performing with these actors. And I always used to kind of go over and watch them. And I always thought actors were these magical people that could do these amazing things up there on the stage. Of course, it had nothing to do with me. But that little seed just kept kind of germinating. And my girlfriend at the time, she always was taking me to plays. And I really loved watching actors perform. And it kind of grew into this secret desire to maybe taste it, just experience it on some level. But I didn't quite know how to do that. And years later, I was dating a girl that lived up in Marymount High School. And she had invited me to come up and take her out up in Westwood, where she went to school. And, of course, she went to this very exclusive private school. The parents, basically, were producers, directors, big CEOs of major companies. And I started going to some of the high school parties with her and meeting some of these parents and meeting some of these actors. And here I was, Richard Hatch, surfer boy, going to college, not knowing what he was going to do, sitting here in Hollywood, talking to all these actors, you know, basically really being part of a world that I honestly thought was a million miles away. And of course, it was just 15 miles down the freeway. And I met this guy named Elliot Mintz. He had a radio show, and he was kind of producing this little act called Caesar and Cleo. And Caesar and Cleo turned out to be Sonny and Cher. Of course, later on, that act became highly successful. He used to invite me up to his house, bring a bottle of Chianti wine, come up, and let's just talk. And he'd talk about everything, about life, philosophy, this, that. But he was just this amazing character that said to me, Richard, you should go to this acting class. And I said, I should go to this acting class. She says, yes, you should go to this acting class. Just show up there, do it for me. And so I decided to kind of suck it up and pull myself together, and I made my way over to the Eric Morris Actors Workshop. And all I remember was a sign on the door said, no acting, please. And I thought, kind of an interesting little moniker here for an acting class, no acting, please. I remember walking in the class, doing scenes, doing all these exercises that I didn't understand. Saw people like Jack Nicholson hanging out. I saw people like the original Lolita, Sue Lyon, her husband, Hampton Francher, who wrote Blade Runner. But I felt like a little alien in this class. But I hung out because I saw people doing these incredible exercises where they had to really kind of overcome the fears, the insecurities, dealing with their emotions, learning how to express themselves, doing hypothetical monologues, dealing with their parents, their mother, their father, all this stuff that really kind of gave me a way out of this abyss that I was living in since the fourth grade when I had a teacher shame me for bringing $2 to Oliveira Street instead of one. Nevertheless, I found myself after a year kind of going through this class, enjoying the class, getting a lot out of it, growing as a human being, and finally getting to a point where I overcame my fear and insecurities and shyness enough to actually connect to a scene. And it was in this play called This Property is Condemned. And all I remember is I had that epiphany, that experience I had in that oral interpretation class where I forgot the audience, I connected the material, I connected to the other actor, and I had this magical experience that opened the door for me to become an actor. And of course, the rest is history. That opened the door for me to actually start going out and auditioning for plays, community theater. I started doing productions and having a great time. I just became something that kind of fed my soul, but had no illusion about becoming an actor or famous or making money. I just enjoyed the process. And that kind of led me to become part of a theater group that actually moved to New York and was doing one-act plays, Shakespeare, poetry readings. We ended up in a little empty ballet studio in Hell's Kitchen. I was there with about 30 kids, and we just were putting on shows. I had no money. I remember we'd pool our money and run around New York City trying to find a head of lettuce, a tomato, a this or that, and see if we could make a salad. And then I remember auditioning for this show called All My Children, which was a famous soap opera that began in 1970. I remember auditioning multiple times. They kept bringing me back, holding me in, letting me audition with everybody. And I remember being incredibly nervous, but they just kept me for some reason and kept me reading with different actresses. And I slowly kind of relaxed and got more and more into it. And eventually, by the end of it, I found out that they wanted to test me. And then I got the part. And All My Children opened up to my career. I ended up on a series called The Streets of San Francisco, replacing Michael Douglas. Here I am up on this show, and I'm doing the episodes, and along comes a friend of mine that I had probably auditioned a number of times with, Mark Hamill. And Mark Hamill came up and said hello, and I said, hello, how you been doing? And like all actors, we kind of catch up and shoot the breeze, wondering what he'd been doing, what he'd been working on. And Mark says, oh, I made this little movie. About 8-9 months later, out comes this amazing movie called Star Wars that just changed everything for everybody. I saw it at Grumman Chinese. It opened the door for producers to bring sci-fi projects to television.